All right, let's take our Bibles and go to Genesis chapter number 4. Genesis chapter 4. And we'll look at a few other passages. If you don't have your Bible, that's all right. Just listen along. Genesis chapter 4. I'm sorry, I still can't get over the apples and the pancakes. I'm still thinking about that. I'm just like, I guess you just got to learn to love people no matter what they do. And what were those green chips? They're green chocolate chips just to make you feel happy, like green. I don't know. Hey, don't say anything about coconut.
No.
I put coconut in mine. All right. Genesis chapter number 4. Who can tell me what we talked about Tuesday morning? Tuesday morning was? I love my Bible. We're talking about the importance of the Word of God. Yesterday morning was worldliness. And again, I want to try to be a practical help to you guys. And so I want to talk about a problem that can be in all of our lives if we're not careful. And that is anger and bitterness. Anger and bitterness. So I want to talk about dealing with anger and bitterness this morning, all right? Anger and bitterness they're often found together. And what I mean by that is if someone has a problem with their temper, and they often get visibly angry, then there's a good chance that bitterness is in their heart. Now, not necessarily, okay? But there's a good chance that bitterness is in their heart. So these two issues are similar, but they are different, okay? But we're going to look at them as one this morning because a lot of the principles are the same, all right? So the difference is anger would be more of an outward showing, a visible demonstration, okay, that you're mad at someone or that you're mad in a situation, okay? Bitterness is more of an inward heart attitude, okay? It doesn't have to express itself in anger. It does often, but doesn't have to. So you could be sitting here this week and you can look really, really good on the outside and you can look like a good Christian kid, but you can have bitterness still in your heart, okay? So that's kind of the difference. Anger is more of the outward visible demonstration, bitterness more of the inward heart condition, okay? But again, we're going to discuss both of them together because they both are a sin problem that should not be in our lives, okay? So you're there in Genesis chapter 4. Well, in fact, let's pray first and then we'll read. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the fun time we're able to have at camp and just the strength and the safety you've given us this week. And be with those that maybe have had little injuries here and there. I pray that you strengthen them today. Lord, I pray you still our minds and our hearts now and keep us alert in this PCL. And if there's one here this morning that has a tendency to struggle with anger or maybe bitterness is in their heart because of a specific situation, Lord, would you work in our lives and to help us to be willing to confess that and to make sure, Lord, that we're completely clean with you. And so would you bless this time now, fill me and use me. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, Genesis chapter 4. Verse number 1 says, Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord, and she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. In a process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. So literally, we could say you could see it on his face, right? His countenance fell, and you could see the anger, the anger that was boiling up in his heart. Okay, in verse number 8, it says this, verse number 8, and Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And so here's the first point this morning. Young person, I want you to understand that anger and bitterness is the result of a selfish heart. Anger and bitterness is the result of a selfish heart. Cain was angry because something didn't go his way. He was upset because his brother pleased God with his offering, but Cain's offering didn't please God. It, you know, instead of getting angry, Cain could have said, well, I wonder what the reason is why Abel's offering was accepted and mine was rejected, right? He could have had a sincere heart that wanted to know what God required, but that wasn't his response. That wasn't his attitude. He allowed bitterness to swell up in his heart and that anger to boil over because he didn't like feeling rejected. He was jealous that Abel got it right and he got it wrong. Cain was more focused upon himself and what he wanted and what he didn't like rather than being focused on God. Young person, understand me this morning. All anger issues come from a proud, selfish heart. That's the root. A proud, selfish heart. Matthew chapter 15, verse number 19 says this. Matthew 15, 19 says, "For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies." That's the root. It comes from a selfish heart. We saw the verse last night, Jeremiah 17, verse number 9, that the heart is deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? We get angry because something doesn't go the way that we want it to, because we don't like what someone did to us or said about us. That's the truth of the matter. And we'll get to that in a little bit, where you say, "But Brother Will, they did wrong, and it was true. They shouldn't have done that," okay? We'll get to that in a second, but I want you to understand that what is going on inside of you, why you're responding with anger and bitterness, is because you love yourself. Because how dare they said that? How dare they did that to what? Me. Again, if we really boil it down, it's really a self-focus. All right, now, if you have a Bible, I want you to go to another story. Go to 1 Kings chapter 21. If you don't have a Bible, that's all right. Just listen. 1 Kings chapter 21. And here's somebody else where we can see he gets angry. And again, it's nothing but a selfish heart. 1 Kings 21. And verse number 1, 1 Kings 21, verse 1, "And it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard, which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, Give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, The Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased, because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he said, I will not give the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid down," that is Ahab, laid him down upon his bed, and turned away his face, and would eat no bread. You guys, if you're familiar with Catch the Pirate, right? You've maybe heard the little song, "The Poochie Lip Disease," right? And it seems ridiculous. This grown man, this king, right, wants this vineyard. Naboth says, you know, Naboth has no, the king doesn't, just because he's the king, doesn't mean he gets it. Naboth has no right to actually give it to him, no obligation, that's what I was looking for. He has no obligation to give it to Ahab, and he says, no, I'm not gonna give you. This has been in my house, my family line for generations, and so I'm not gonna just give you this vineyard. And so Ahab goes in, and the Bible says he goes to his bed, and maybe you get the picture of a little kid laying on their bed, and they're you know, their hands are pounding and their feet are pounding, and they're upset. And he's like, "Come on, hey, let's food, because food makes everybody happy, right? Except apples with pancakes." And food makes everybody happy. And so, like, "Hey, let's come on, come eat something." And he's like, "No, I'm not going to eat anything." He's angry. He's bitter. Why? Because he doesn't get what he wants. It's nothing but selfishness. There's another passage, and I won't take time to turn there, but remember the story there in the book of Esther, how Haman is upset. Haman is one of the king's top guys, and the Bible says he's walking through the courtyard one day, and everybody is bowing and giving reverence to Haman, except one person. Who was that? Mordecai, right? And the Bible's, now again, this is how selfish Haman is. Because most people are like, "Oh, Haman, he's so great. He's so wonderful. Let's bow to him. Let's give him reverence. Let's honor him." And Haman gets upset because one guy doesn't do that. He's angry because of a selfish heart. Again, we get angry, young person, because God's not in control of our life. We are. Now, what are some practical ways, or when are some practical ways that we could get angry? Maybe your siblings do something to you that you don't like, and finally, especially smaller siblings have a tendency to be, they ask a lot of questions. They can be annoying sometimes, and it gets us. I see you looking at some of the people, all right? that's a reality of life, okay? But it gets us to having a bad attitude, and we become upset about that because they're interrupting my life. They're interrupting what I'm doing right now, right? Maybe someone says something to you that's mean or just again, it makes you feel bad. And so you get angry about that. Maybe when you get in trouble, maybe mom and dad say something. It's like, okay, you crossed the rule, or you crossed the line, you broke the rules in this instance. And so instead of being humble about that and saying, yes, you're right, and having a good attitude, man, you go off to your room and you pout, and you can see it. Again, your countenance falls just like Cain's countenance fell, right? And you can tell it, and you get angry in your heart because you got in trouble. What about when you lose a game? Man, a lot of people, they have a hard time. They are not gracious losers, right? And we should always be gracious winners and gracious losers. Okay, that's what the Bible says. And so, but some people can't take it, right? And so there are multitudes of things that we can get angry about. But anger, listen to me, first, anger never pleases God, and it shows a heart of me, 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 me. Now, let me say this, because some of you might be sitting here thinking, but Brother Will, like, this person did me wrong. It was wrong. Maybe, again, I know a lot of you come from good family situations, but maybe you come from a family situation that's not the best. Maybe you are not unfamiliar with, you know, yelling in your house, or physical abuse, or you have a dad who's never around, or whatever. Again, I don't know your situations, all right? But maybe you're sitting and thinking, like, but I have a right. I have a right to be bitter, to be angry. This is not a fair hand that I've been dealt in life. Young person, listen to me. People are going to do you wrong. I'm sorry. I wish I could tell you differently. I really do. People are going to do you wrong. The older you get, and some of you have already experienced that. Maybe you've never experienced that, but I promise you, the older you get, that you will experience. Someone will say something. Someone will do something. Someone will not be involved in your life like they should be, all right? But listen to me. Responding in anger and bitterness is just as wrong. It's just as wrong as the sin that was committed against you. Okay? Think of it this way. Do we think that Jesus was done wrong when he was put on the cross? Yeah. He was. I mean, if there was ever any injustice, ever anything that should not have happened, the world crucified a perfect man, a man that never did anything wrong, and he took it all. He was hanging on the cross, and he took the scoffing, and he took being spit upon, and he took them plucking out his beard, the Bible says, right? He took it all. And as he's hanging on the cross, he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You say, well, Mr. Will, I'm not Jesus, so I can't respond that way. You know what? We're not Jesus. We're not God. But you know what? If you're a born-again Christian, you have Jesus living inside of you. I have Jesus living inside of me. And so, yes, I know it can seem hard to forgive that person, to have a right attitude towards that person, to not have bitterness in our hearts because someone has done something to us. I know it can seem hard. But young person, it is not impossible. It's not impossible. And if we depend upon the Lord, if we yield that situation over to Him, God will give us a heart of love and forgiveness for that individual. And we don't have to walk around in bitterness and in anger. You think, listen, sometimes when you can't forgive someone and when you're bitter against someone, you think that they're the problem. And again, they may be the source of that, frustration and bitterness, right? But in reality, guess what? You're the prisoner. You're the prisoner. Because you're allowing somebody else to cause you to have a bad day. Does that make sense? You're allowing somebody else, what somebody did to you to keep you walking around frustrated and angry and bitter. Man, I'm just thinking about that person. What do they say? What's the common phrase today? That person's living in your head rent-free, right? It's a very common phrase. Man, they're living in your head rent-free. And so you're the prisoner, actually. And so you don't want, listen, it's, I've had seasons of my life where I've been frustrated, I've been bitter about a situation, and I've had to just stop and say, I don't want to live this way. I don't want to be angry and frustrated everywhere that I go, right? And so you give it over to the Lord, responding in anger and bitterness. Again, it's just as selfish. The Bible says in Psalm 37, verse number 8, cease from anger and forsake wrath. In Ecclesiastes 7, verse number 9, be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Ephesians 4, 31 and 32, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from me with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. That's what the Bible says. We're to put away all anger, all bitterness, all wrath, and we're to have God's heart of love and forgiveness towards people. Again, yes, it can be difficult. It can be hard. That's why we need God, all right? And that's why we need God to work that in us. Okay, so number one, anger and bitterness is a result of a selfish heart. Secondly, anger and bitterness leads us to do even more sinful acts. Anger and bitterness leads us to do even more sinful acts. Just look at the examples that we gave. Cain. Did Cain allow that anger and bitterness to stay in his heart? No. It boiled over. It's the first murder in all the Bible, right? Cain killed Abel under the table, right? He goes, anybody heard that? I said that when I was a kid. Cain killed Abel under the table. All right, never mind. Now you've heard it. Okay. First murder in the Bible. And wow, because he could not deal with his anger, it causes him to lash out and commit even another sin. What about Ahab? What happens in the story with Ahab and Naboth? Did Ahab just stay on his bed pouting all day? No, his wicked wife Jezebel said, hey, you're the king. You should be able to get whatever you want. Let's make this little plan here, and let's just execute Naboth, right? And that's what they do. And so by force, they kill Naboth, and Ahab gets what he wants. He gets the vineyard. But again, anger, bitterness, didn't stay contained. It caused him to do something more. Haman, what did he do? He said, man, I want to kill all the Jews. He finds out Mordecai's a Jew. I want to kill all the Jews. And so he gets the king to sign this letter. This letter goes out, and he builds the gallows for Mordecai, right? We know how in that story how God miraculously intervenes and turns it on his head. It's a wonderful illustration, right, of what we talked about last night. Pride goes before destruction. Haman ends up hanging on the gallows that he had built for Mordecai. But what I'm saying is that Haman, he couldn't just keep it. It festered in his heart. It boiled over. So then now he doesn't want to just destroy Mordecai. He wants to get rid of all the Jews. Everybody. See, anger and bitterness leads us to do even more sinful acts. It leads people to commit murder. It leads some people to break or steal things when they're angry. It leads some to assault other people. Sinful anger is the cause of a lot of violence and crime in this world. I live not far from Chicago, about an hour and a half from Chicago. The south side of Chicago is famous or infamous, depending on how you look at it, for crime. I think, the statistics are just insane. Now, a lot of that is gang related. A lot of gangs around that area. But still, why are they shooting each other? Why are they? Because they don't like each other, right? Because someone said something, someone did something, there's anger. And so they're just like, they get guns and they start shooting people up. Wow, what in the world? Again, it leads us to do even more sinful acts. Now, this morning, those sitting under the shed, we may not murder someone or assault someone. I hope you guys will never be tempted to do that, okay? But our anger and our bitterness can cause us to say mean things about other people. It can cause us to avoid certain people that we don't want to talk to. If we're mad, if we're bitter at someone, we're not going to pray for someone like we should, okay? And so, young person, listen, you don't have to physically touch someone to hurt them. There are many ways we can hurt people. Many ways we can hurt people. And anger and bitterness always leads us, if not checked, if not dealt with, if not confessed, the moment God speaks to our heart about it, if we allow it just to, again, just to boil up, right? Eventually it's going to boil over. And something else is going to happen that now it has to be addressed and that we have to confess to the Lord, okay? And so, let me give you a silly illustration. I remember when I was little, I told you I had two older brothers. I think I told you that. I have a brother that's 6 years older than me and one that's 7 years older than me. And when I was born, I think that they thought I was some type of a wrestling toy, you know? And they just tried all the new wrestling moves on me, you know, and things like that. And we would get into a lot of fights. And I remember just getting sometimes, you know, it starts off usually kind of just playful and you're having a good time. But then maybe they execute a move a little bit too well and it hurts you and you get upset, you know. And so I remember several times getting upset. And one of the only things, I was probably 6, 7, 8 years old. 16, I don't know. You know, I don't know. No, I was younger when I did this, all right? I remember thinking, like, I'm going to grab a hold of my brother's toe. I take my one brother's big toe. You know, we'd be down, like, we'd be on the floor. Maybe he has me, like, in the figure four or sharpshooter or something. I don't know, one of those submission moves, right? We'd be down, and I would grab his big toe. And you know what I'd do? I would yank it back. as hard as I could. And you know what he did? He laughed. Oh, that makes me even more angry as a 16-year-old, you know? It's like, oh, I can't believe it. But that's what I was trying. What was I doing? I was trying to hurt him. I was like, this is what's going to hurt. I'm going to try to twist this thing and turn this thing. And he just sat there laughing. But as a young kid, my heart was, I'm going to hurt you. That was my heart. Because I was angry. Okay? I was bitter. All right? I didn't try to hit him over the head with the frying pan. I didn't shoot him, right? But I was trying to hurt him. I was trying to hurt him. And that's my point. That anger often leads us to do something more. Something more. We can't just keep that anger inside of us. We have to express it. Okay? That's why it's so important. If you sense that you are prone to having a temper, if you sense that you have bitterness in your heart towards a certain situation, that's why it's so important to deal with it. Allow God to heal that, okay? And let me give you number three. So number one, it's a result of a selfish heart. Number two, it leads us to do even more sinful acts. And number three, anger and bitterness can easily spread to others. It can easily spread to others. Let me give you a few verses. Proverbs 22, verse number 24. Proverbs 22, 24. The Bible says, make no friendship with an angry man, and the furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. So Solomon is telling his sons, listen, don't make any friendship with an angry person. Don't hook up with them. Don't make those the people that you hang around all the time. Lest you learn his ways, he says, and you get a snare to your soul. Hebrews 12:15, another verse, Hebrews 12:15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. He says when we have a root of bitterness in our hearts, it defiles a lot of people. Again, as I said last night, sin is like a cancer, and it easily spreads all throughout your home, your school, your church, your neighborhood, your family. Angry and bitter kids always find each other, usually. Okay? Usually. What's the phrase? Birds of a feather flock together, right? They usually gravitate towards one another. They usually stay away from the spiritual ones because, again, we don't want to get right with God. And so, no, we want to find someone that we can complain about. And you see that meal last night, it wasn't very good, right? Yeah, that was terrible, man. Can't they feed us better food? And, what's the rules in your house? Your parents make you do that. And so they find each other, they complain, they get angry together, okay? It spreads. It spreads. Again, the bad attitude just spreads to others, and it makes it easier for other people to sin. Your anger, your bitterness, you may think that you can just keep it to yourself, but you can't. You can't, young person. What's on your inside will spill out and impact others in a negative way. Again, it's one thing to do something that only affects you. But it's a much worse thing to have some sin in your life that is dragging other people down. As I mentioned last night, right, we can lead people away from God. If you have a temper problem, if you have bitterness in your heart, whether you realize it or not, you are leading people away from God. You're emanating. Your aura is a bad influence. Again, it's one thing if you want to just keep it to yourself, but it doesn't say yourself, right? It spreads to other people. And so, it's the result of a selfish heart. It leads us to commit more sinful acts. It always spreads to others. So what do we do about it? Well, the answer is the same. Just like worldliness or, you know, whatever issue we're talking about, the answer is the same. It's to recognize it. If you do have a problem, if you're prone to something like this, if you do have bitterness in your heart this morning, it's to recognize it, to name it as sin. Again, don't justify it. Don't play the game of, but they did this. You know, the blame game. Started all the way back in the Garden of Eden, where, you know, Adam said it was the woman. The woman said it was the serpent, right? And you know what confession of sin is? It's owning up to it. It's taking the responsibility yourself. Yes, even though that person may have done something, it's my selfish heart. It's because I love myself so much, right? It's my bitterness. It's my anger. And so we own up to it. We name it as sin, and we confess it to God. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so we confess, and then we depend upon the Lord. Again, it's a supernatural life to go through this life, this world, and have love, grace, forgiveness always on your heart. So, Mr. Will, that sounds impossible. It is impossible in and of ourselves. That's why I say it's a supernatural life. It has to be God in us. It has to be God shedding His love abroad in our hearts. His humility. That life's not about us. The fact of the matter is when we get, again, if we get angry, we get bitter because someone says something, we still love ourselves too much. Hey, if I can just say this in a kind way, forget about yourself. Learn to laugh at yourself. Life is funny sometimes. And people that get so, oh, I hope they didn't see that, or I hope they don't live with a self-awareness. Live with a Christ awareness. Does that make sense? Don't worry about yourself. Forget about you. That's what humility is. Forget about yourself. Laugh at yourself. If you trip going in the dining hall, laugh at it. You know, say, yeah, you know, it's just, that happens sometimes, right? It's okay. So don't be self-aware. Be Christ-aware. And depend upon the Lord. Forget about yourself. Depend upon Christ. Allow His love to fill you and to flow through you, all right? And so I hope that's practical help. I still ended on time. We could have played another round of a game. Maybe tomorrow we'll do that. And let's pray, and we'll continue on with the day. Father, thank you, Lord, for this time. Lord, I pray if there is one here that's struggling in this area, whether it's anger, visibly getting upset, Lord, having a temper problem, or whether it is bitterness in their hearts that maybe nobody else knows about. God, I pray that you'd work in their life, that they would confess it, that they would yield it to you, and Lord, learn to depend upon you. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I'm not going to have a come forward invitation, but I would like to ask you this. Is there somebody this morning, with heads bowed and eyes closed, is there somebody this morning that would say, Mr. Will, I needed this today. I do have a tendency, whether it's to anger, or maybe there's been some bitterness in my heart, and God has revealed that to me. I needed this morning. Would you please pray for me that I'd be able to deal with this? If that's you, would you just slip your hand up? Thank you. Thank you very much. Several hands. I appreciate that. Lord, you see these hands this morning. I pray that you help these young people to confess and to depend upon you, that you give them the victory over anger and bitterness. And Lord, give us a good rest of the day. Help us to honor you. Give us safety. And we thank you for all that you do for us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.